One person is dead after a Thursday afternoon house fire in Bethlehem Township. Stark County Sheriff's deputies and multiple fire departments were called to the 4500 block of Hudson Drive Southwest just before 3:45 and found the home fully engulfed in flames. After the blaze was under control, crews discovered the victim inside the residence. The person's identity has not yet been confirmed. The coroner's office assisted at the scene. The fire's cause is under investigation by the sheriff's office and state fire marshal. A driver in a deadly crash in Ostenburg Township has been charged. 34-year-old David Reed Jr. of Carroll County's Brown Township is charged with vehicular homicide and vehicular manslaughter. 38-year-old Joshua Smothers of Canton died in the December 18th collision on Route 30 at Sendell Street Southeast. The Highway Patrol says Smothers was stopped in traffic when a pickup driven by Reed struck his car from behind, pushing it into a turning vehicle. Reed and the other driver were not seriously hurt. Reed will be arraigned Tuesday. Alliance Police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing man. 20-year-old Nathaniel Heng was last seen leaving his West Oxford Street home early Wednesday. He is 5'8", 160 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Heng was wearing a black shirt and gray sweatpants. Police say he suffers from schizophrenia and other medical issues. A home security camera caught his white GMC Canyon pickup driving on Union Avenue. Heng has been found in Goshen Township and the New Philadelphia areas in the past. Anyone with information should contact police at 330-821-9140. A Canton man is now charged in federal court after authorities say he traveled to Toledo to meet underage children for sex. WTOL-TV reports 31-year-old Stephen White was arrested May 23rd. He is charged with coercion or enticement. White allegedly exchanged text messages with an undercover officer before traveling to Toledo to meet who he believed were 3, 6, and 9-year-old girls. He was taken into custody by law enforcement when he arrived at an undisclosed location. White is being held without bail. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says a man is facing murder, rape, and felonious assault charges in the death of a woman who died from injuries suffered in an August 2025 sexual assault. 41-year-old Adam Richardson of Green was arrested Thursday after a search of his home turned up electronics, drugs, and cash. Authorities say the woman reported being punched, choked, and raped before she died December 16th from complications of her injuries. The medical examiner ruled her death a homicide. Richardson is set for a hearing today. Washington Township trustees Monday appointed Steve Latcher as fiscal officer effective August 1st. He replaces Jimmy Jones, who announced his resignation last month. Officials reported one new zoning permit and trustees approved mowing and vehicle violation notices for several properties. Fire officials reported 35 runs in May and early June, including medical calls and a structure fire. Trustees approved more than $28,000 in bills. Massillon Public Library workers are moving toward their first contract after voting to form a union. The State Employment Relations Board has certified the May 5th election, in which employees chose to join Service Employees International Union District 1199. Workers say they organized over concerns including wages, benefits, and workplace conditions. They will now elect bargaining representatives and begin negotiations with library management. According to The Independent, library officials say they value employees and will continue to cooperate with the state board. A Kent attorney has pleaded guilty to 15 felony counts involving child sexual abuse material. 57-year-old Patrick Warzak admitted to the charges in Portage County Common Pleas Court after investigators found more than 1,100 illegal images and videos on several electronic devices. Prosecutors say the evidence was discovered during an investigation that also led to Warzak's earlier guilty plea for soliciting a 12-year-old child for sexual activity. He is serving a 30-month prison sentence in that case. Sentencing on the new charges will take place at a later date. A major road improvement project is moving forward. In Salem, City Council has given final approval to an agreement with ODOT to resurface portions of Ellsworth Avenue and State Street. The Salem News reports the city's share of the project is about $185,000, while the state will cover more than 80% of the project. Meanwhile, water main replacement work on South Ellsworth is set to begin Monday ahead of the paving project. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office has identified a teen killed in a Youngstown shooting. Officials say 16-year-old Tyron Perry of Youngstown died in the May 27th incident at a home in the 900 block of East Dewey Avenue on the city's east side. 22-year-old Darius Smith was arrested a short time later and charged with murder. He remains held on a $1 million bond. Youngstown State University is set to receive more than $3 million in state funding for its new Steubenville campus. The money is included in a budget bill approved by the Ohio Senate. Officials say the funding will go toward classroom upgrades, lab equipment, and preparing the former Eastern Gateway Community College building for new programs. The bill still needs final approval in the Ohio House before going to the governor. In Trumbull County, party leaders are staying in place as both Republicans and Democrats held chairmanship votes Thursday. Denny Malloy was elected Trumbull County GOP chair, while Mark Alberini was elected to lead the Democratic Party. The Vindicator reports the Republican Party continues to face internal divisions, while Democrats say they're focused on fundraising and organization. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.